Hey there, cannabis enthusiast. Welcome back to Cannabis Insider. It's always a pleasure to have you tune in. And if it's the first time you join, I'm Pato Little. As always, I'm joined by the one and only Abby Higginbotham. And let me tell you, today's show will be off the charts.
I love your intros. It's we're trying to
bring hype each other. Who will?
Who will? We're trying to bring the excitement for you guys. We have a great show. So, you know, we're back with another episode packed with the latest and the greatest in the cannabis world. And let me tell you, folks, today's topic is hot off the press. maybe that was a little cheesy, but it is a good episode today. We've got a trailblazer in the cannabis industry joining us, none other than Lisa Williams, a name that you should know. She is the visionary founder of the Toke Agency. So get ready. You're in for a good one.
Hello, Lisa. It's fantastic to have you on the show. For those who might not be familiar with the magic behind the Toke Agency, could you give us a glimpse into how you are shaking up the cannabis marketing scene?
Well, I'd love to. Thank you. So the Toke Agency is a woman-owned and operated cannabis marketing agency, and we focus on branding. We focus on leveraging loyalty to get you a return on your ROI, and we focus on social media. So making sure that we're creating an entire ecosystem for a cannabis dispensary to show up how their clients want them to show up, and meeting their clients where they're at, meeting their customers where they're at. That's the thing that we say is right place, right time, right message with the right products and the right services. So we help create that behind the scenes.
And you pointed something out. It's a really interesting perspective. As a woman founded Empowered Crew, let's focus on this at first, kind of, how does diversity and empowerment kind of play a role in your company's approach to marketing and building kind of a lively community, especially that, you know, if people Google your company online, you can see that in your kind of marketing strategies?
Sure. So when we decided to embark on building out the Toke Agency, it was with a lot of intention that we put behind the scenes. And we wanted to make sure that we showed how, yes, we are women owned and operated, but we embrace diversity in every aspect. And I think being in the cannabis industry, I mean, that's just so important because there are so many people that use and need cannabis. I mean, we're talking like people who use it for pains and aches, and we have vets that use it. We have all kinds of different people who use it for getting stoned and getting high. And we have people who, I mean, come on, we have people who use it to calm their mind or to sleep. And so we want to make sure that we as an agency are speaking to a complete diverse audience. And so that's really important for us to showcase A, that we're backed by women and we empower women, but we also empower everybody in business. It's not just women. And I think in the cannabis industry, it's so important because it's a very male dominated industry. It has been for years and it continues to be. And I think women are starting to get a little bit of leverage in the industry and starting to really be able to have a voice and to speak up more and to showcase what their talents are. I'm seeing more and more women-owned dispensaries. I'm seeing more women-owned products and services, and they're doing great. They're killing it.
I love the emphasis on that. And, you know, you kind of hinted at it's not just women, it's everybody who uses cannabis too, and the diversity in that. We just had our Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference, and the women I spoke to at Women Grow and other companies who are women-led said the same thing, is that, not to be cheesy, but it's girl power. I mean, it's, you know, uniting, making sure that women in the industry have each other's back when it comes to this, and bringing those needs and voices to the forefront. So it sounds like that's kind of definitely a powerhouse skill that you guys are honing in on.
It is. And I'm going to tell you, Abby, we actually put out, we have a quiz that we send and put out to the world, and it's a brand archetype quiz, and it helps us dissect what your brand archetype is, how do we create a tone, a voice, a message for our clients. And so anybody can take the quiz. Well, we were putting it out a couple of months ago, and we were asking for feedback, and it was kind of an accidental strategy, but this is what happened. All of our images were female images unintentionally. And what happened was we got feedback from male clients who took it and said, I feel excluded because I'm not represented in these images. And so it was just an accidental case study. We didn't intend to do that, but it was just like, yeah, how does it feel to not be included? That's really what the message was. But anyway,
how does it, like, it's definitely a switch there.
We've since changed it and we made it very inclusive, but it was an accidental case study on our own that we did.
That's fascinating.
It's fascinating to hear it like switched in places. Mm-hmm. Especially in the cannabis industry, we all know it's like a male dominated industry, even in its like marketing rhetoric and narrative. So it's good that these little things slip sometimes. Yes. And switching gears a little bit, regarding your approach to marketing cannabis, the Token Agency emphasizes crafting engaging and compliant content for dispensaries. So how do you balance creativity with regulatory compliance in your marketing strategies?
Gosh, that's such a great question, because we all have to be super compliant and make sure, I mean, if we're running our clients' social media accounts or if we're running their text and email campaigns for them, the last thing we want to do is get them shadow banned or shut down. So we have to be very mindful of that. A couple of things is, whatever state we're working in, we make sure that we know all of the rules and regulations for compliance, and we have them. We keep everything crafted in a Monday board. That's our project management system. So we make sure that we keep everything highlighted there when we are working on certain states. And the other thing is, we could still be fun and engaging. You could use words like cannabis with the at sign. You could put weed with the threes. I mean, we could be crafty and creative. We could put a little plant emoji or symbol instead. So we also want to make sure that we're not engaging any type of content that would be related to children or kids. So we're really knowledgeable, and we've done a lot of homework and a lot of research on what is the rules and regulations, what is allowed in each state, and then just making sure we're staying compliant and we're keeping on brand. And those are the two things that I think we do really well, is we want to know your tone, your voice, your message, you know, your mission, all of that stuff, which is why we do a strategy at the very beginning before we even start working with a client. But we want to be fun, we want to be engaging, and we want to be compliant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of honing in on that, what are some maybe common misconceptions or challenges that the cannabis dispensaries face regarding digital marketing? So like the dispensary themselves, kind of navigating how to market themselves, and how does kind of the Toke agency address them?
I think one of the things is they think that you have to compete on price with the dispensary down the street. And we believe that you could leverage loyalty. And so by leveraging loyalty, you can build out an entire customer buyer journey, and you could hit them with the right message at the right time, you know, at the right place. And so you could say, okay, customer A comes in and they're looking for a specific type of flower. So you know, your bud tender sells them a specific type of flower. Now customer A joins your loyalty program, and the next time they come in, you're going to give them some kind of discount, or you're going to celebrate the fact that they're now coming back to your dispensary. But now let's say that that specific type of flower is on sale at your dispensary this week. Well, now you get to send them an email or a text, and you get to highlight that product that they specifically came in for. So if they came in for the flower and now you're highlighting edibles or vapes and they don't consume or they don't use edibles or vapes, there's no reason to hit them with deals on edibles or vapes if all they consume is flower. So it's really segmenting the market based on their buying habits and the buyer journey and leveraging that loyalty. So celebrating every time they come back in, asking them to give you a review and celebrating that by giving them some kind of reward or some kind of discount. They bring a friend in and again, you're hitting them with a reward or you're hitting them with a discount. You could even segment it so much so and offer like a VIP status and charge a monthly fee for VIP. And so now they don't have to wait till 420 and fight the crowds. They could get exclusive access on 419 to all the deals on 420. Mm-hmm. So you could really mix that up and leverage your loyalty program and your customer buyer journey.
And what it sounds like you're saying, like kind of the heart of that is it's really about the customer and focusing on that. It's like the bare minimum beginning stages.
Correct. And the other thing, Abby, is, okay, like say I'm scrolling Instagram and I see some kind of post for a dispensary and maybe they have an event going on this weekend. So I go to their website to find out more about the event. And now I actually want to go to the event. So I go to their dispensary mm-hmm. and I show up at their event. What we want is we want that entire ecosystem to look, feel, and act the same way. So when I hit social, when I hit their website, when I hit their dispensary, and now I've signed up for their loyalty program and those emails are now coming through, it's an entire ecosystem. And we want that all to look and feel the same so that the customer goes, hey, I like this dispensary. They get me and I want to come along for the ride.
I have a quick follow-up to that because you mentioned like a lot of different parts of the marketing strategy and a lot of them seem to be related to technology and using technology for at least keeping a good track of what customer made what purchase. So what is the technology part of all this? Do you recommend to your clients using any specific technology or how does that work?
So the Toke Agency is certified with SpringBig and with Alpine IQ. And so we like to stay platform agnostic, but we are certified with both of those platforms so that we could go into the back end and really make sure we segment the market and build out the customer buyer journey for our clients. There's other software out there as well. DispoJoy is a texting platform that's getting a lot of recognition right now. Happy Cabbage is another platform that is getting some recognition right now. So I think there's multiple platforms as far as how to leverage your loyalty and your customer buyer journey. But we like to stay platform agnostic. However, we are certified with SpringBig and Alpine IQ.
It's really helpful to go into detail, though. We have a lot of viewers who are founders, you know, small business owners, et cetera. So I'm sure that they like definitely appreciate you going into specifics.
Sure.
Yes. And now going, zooming into a little bit, something you mentioned before, that is basically each state has a different reality, at least until the federal discussion moves forward a little bit more. So how do you tailor marketing strategies for multi-location dispensaries, for example, to ensure consistency in branding and also in messaging while accommodating to regional variations in regulations and consumer preferences?
Sure. And so, we work with dispensaries all throughout the United States. And, you know, we have to make sure that we're tailoring that message for the consumer wherever they are. So for instance, some of our dispensaries that we work with are in southern states. And so we want to make sure that we have that, you know, kind of southern type of message. And maybe we use y'all a couple of times or we add, you know, we throw in some of the lingo. if that's not their deal, then we want to make sure that we are leveraging whatever's going on in the state. And also, we as the TOC agency want to make sure that we're keeping up to date on state regulations and guidelines so that we could share that with our dispensaries and you know that we're staying, you know, on top of everything that goes on in the regulatory field. I can't tell you how many newsletters I'm signed up for that come into my inbox on a daily basis so that we just make sure. And if there's something that's changed or something that's different, we're making sure that we stay top of mind. But I think you could be fun and very specific for what, and if there's events going on in the state or, you know, if there's events going on in the region, we can use that and leverage that as well. And also, if your dispensary is a dispensary that gets hit time and after time after time with people who are visiting and you have travelers and you have, you know, it's not consistent with people who are local, we can leverage that as well. Are you looking for a dispensary while you're visiting X town? You know, we could hit that up as well.
Very insightful. Thank you.
And, you know, kind of switching topics, kind of, but, you know, the authenticity of branding. People want to think or kind of connect to a brand and, you know, understand what they're selling and kind of on a human level. So especially in an industry that is as vibrant and diverse as cannabis, how does kind of the TOC agency help clients discover their unique identity and connect with meaningfully with their like target audiences?
Sure. So that's why we created the quiz, the brand architect quiz. That was the main reason was we, as we were building out the TOC agency a year and a half ago, we went through that exact process ourselves. And so I'm me, the TOC agency, our brand, we're the girl next door. That is who our brand is. And so a lot of times when I get on a call with a potential client or a partner, they say, I feel like we could be friends. I feel like we could have coffee together. I feel like we could sit down and have a chat. And that is true to my brand. That is true to the TOC agency. And so we help our clients determine what their voice is. And so like if you're the sage or if you're the rebel, and I'll give you some examples, like the rebel would be a Harley Davidson type of brand. And so they know exactly who their audience is. They know exactly how to market to it. And they know what kind of messages to send. And so once we know what the brand archetype is for our clients, we have done so much research on each specific archetype that we can now say, okay, this is how your audience wants you to show up. And these are the messages. This is the type of tone. This is the type of content. And it's all geared towards your archetype so that you stay on brand. And Harley Davidson isn't going to put out a Disney movie and make you feel good. They're going to be Harley Davidson. So we want to make sure, you know, Lego is a creator. That's who they are. They're the creator. You're not going to walk into a Lego store and see some kind of rebellion type message. It's like, we want to create. So that's our goal.
It would definitely be shocking for sure. Just this is a big change.
Lisa, this conversation is very interesting. Now let's touch on something on everyone's minds these days, basically the future of cannabis legalization. With more states moving towards legalization and potential federal changes, well, the recent federal changes we had last week, I mean, how do you think this will impact marketing strategies and consumer behavior in the future?
So my hope is that 280E will go away and that dispensaries and brands and MSOs and businesses all in the industry could start leveraging and playing on an even playing field with the rest of the world and get to write off their marketing dollars and their advertising dollars just like everybody else does. Right. And they don't have to go and do these behind the scenes sneaky things that you hear some of the dispensaries and brands doing. So the other thing is right now, I don't think that a lot of dispensaries take advantage of how to market themselves. They just put up a storefront. They might post occasionally on social media. And I think they're scared. I don't think they know how to show up compliantly. I don't think they know how to, because they don't want to spend the money also, because they know what the implications are. They might not leverage a loyalty program. They might not have specific branding. And I think that fear will start to go away as we start to see the, you know, the descheduling and moving forward from there, hopefully eventually making it legal. But I also think it invites other problems and other issues, because we don't know what this means. We don't know if now this means the DEA is involved with everything. Everything has to be regulated. You know, products have to be, you know, sent for approval. We don't know anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. It's definitely something that, like, it's top of the news. So we had to ask about it. Everyone's talking about it at the moment. It would be a disjustice to not. But our final question for you is just, you know, what's on the horizon for Toke? Is there anything our audience should keep an eye out for? And also, you know, second part of that question is, how can viewers and listeners kind of find more information out about your company?
Yeah, and thank you for asking. So when we set out to create the Toke Agency, we wanted to affectionately call it Toke. It's very old school. It's very throwback. My t-shirt shows Let's Toke. We wanted to make it a movement, and we wanted to make it more of just, we are a marketing agency for brands and dispensaries. We want people to represent, you know, our shirts and, you know, see us as a thought leader and an authority in that space, in the dispensary space, in the marketing space for cannabis dispensaries, for cannabis brands. So I'd like to think that we're making moves in that direction. And the tokeagency.com is our website. We're all over social media as the Toke Agency. I show up on LinkedIn every single day, Lisa Williams. And we also have a newsletter called the Toke Times. And we also have blogs that we put out that really dive into a lot of marketing information, how to use your brand archetype, how to leverage loyalty, and how to market yourself as a dispensary. It's all free. It's all out there. And our Toke Times newsletter puts out a ton of valuable information. It drops every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:20 Central.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Lisa, chatting with you today has been an absolute pleasure. It's really inspiring to hear your passion for the industry, and also how you how we can hear that passion in your insightful perspectives. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter, so much. And Abby, thanks for allowing me to share a little bit about the Toke Agency, and it's been a pleasure meeting both of you.
Absolutely. Come back anytime.
Until next time.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And there you have it, folks. Another fantastic episode of Cannabis Insider in the books. Thank you to Lisa for joining us today and sharing her experience.
You know, Pato, we always say it's amazing. And I'm like, you know what? I think we're a little biased. So in the comments, let us know. Did you like this episode? Do you want to know more about the marketing agency? No, that's right. We do think it's amazing. But let us know your thoughts. And I think we agreed last time that we're calling the viewers buds. Buds. Yeah. Hey, bud. How's it going?
Our dear buds.
Our dear buds. But for all our listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to stay connected with us on all social media platforms for the latest and greatest in news and insights from the cannabis world. And also stay tuned into our upcoming events. You will not want to miss that on.
That's right. And we'll see you on the next episode to continue unraveling more stories shaping the cannabis world. So stay knowledgeable, stay green. Catch you on the next time. We'll be right back.